Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 243 of the Coolin' Out podcast. We are back.
It is Kev.
And it's Rel. What's good, man? I feel like it's been forever.
Yeah, this one's been on me. My life has been a lot of ups and downs recently. A lot. I've been running around. Yeah, no, this hiatus this time has been on me. But overall, I'm good. I've been at my mom's a lot during the week because my building sucks and I need to be exterminated.
Except my building sucks.
So I've just been living out of bags and running back and forth. But
so. Wait, the entire building had to?
Just my place, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. So, trying to work through that. But I got a new job and more encouraging news. Yeah, so that's been great. That's been good. So,
yeah,
it's been getting my feet wet, getting back in the city, the groove of the city, public transportation. It's nice, though. It's a nice feeling, man. I done shifted my locale a bit and I can't really complain, you know. I hope the building stuff gets resolved soon, but yeah. So far so good on the job front. So, hey.
Yeah, I mean, your office schedule is hybrid, right?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that feeling won't die.
Yeah.
Because like for the first 2 weeks when I was like going back to the office, I was like, yo, all right, cool. This felt cool. Like it felt good just getting to the city, and we work like literally around the block from each other. So
that's
like
crazy. That's
overlooking crazy. Like when you walk outside for lunch, like near Bryant Park, it's just like insane. And like if you just like actually have the free time, just sit down one day in Bryant Park, like on your lunch break. That shit.
Yeah.
It's like a different experience. Mad people walking around. It's like then you understand what I was saying when I first went back up here. I was like, yo, the energy of the city is back because it's just mad people like bustling through that park. But yeah, once you if you were going back to the office full time, you'd be like,
"Nah, I'm glad I'm not." I'm reminded of how much goes into this.
So much.
Getting up, commuting in the office, you know, not just leaving at 5 either. So
yeah,
time you get home, this whole ordeal is like a 12-hour.
Yeah, and once you get home, it's just over. Like,
you
mentally just like,
for real, for real. Yeah, especially me getting like acclimated at this new job, so it's been like meetings galore. And
so you like double work.
Yeah.
You like double work.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like when I go to work, I just want to sink in my couch, but then you got to be an adult and like find time to exercise, cook,
right.
All these other errands that come with it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what our parents warned us about.
Yeah. Money out here. Gotta get it.
That's a fact. Yeah, man, let's just jump right into it though.
Yeah. Where to start? Oh, congrats, Giannis. Get that out.
Yeah, start there. About a week late, but congrats.
Yeah, congrats.
He did it. 50 points.
Oh, yeah, one of the best finals games ever to come down. Dominant.
Yeah, 50 points, 6 assists. I forget how many rebounds, but 5 blocks.
Yeah.
I forgot how many rebounds.
I think 11. I think it was 50 and 11, but.
And then went 17 and 19 from the free throw line.
Pure.
Man, I was like,
it's that kind of night.
It was nuts. He was looking to get fouled. Like, he wanted to go to the line.
Which it got insane. To the point where, like, I was expecting these to go in. Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I was like, by the fourth quarter, I guess this is just who he is tonight.
Yeah. He'll never shoot that good again.
It was crazy, but yeah, we had Bucks in seven. I thought, you know, even teams, but Giannis, he's clearly the best player. That game, you know, seeing Chris Paul across from him is just no one was stopping him. You didn't have the horses. You just didn't have the horses.
It's not comparable.
Didn't have the horses.
But I feel like, though, it was like the perfect revenge for Giannis, though, because after game five, was it when Chris Paul made that comment about how Giannis – sorry, how everyone's expecting Giannis to miss the free throws. He was like, hell,
they even
Giannis
getting receipts.
Yeah. Yep. He's like, yeah, hell, even he's expected himself to miss. So 17 or 19?
Yeah, it'd be.
Need that revenge.
Yeah, it'd be intriguing to see what Chris Paul does because he ain't turning down that money. And that was his best shot. That's what we said because.
It ain't never happening again.
And Giannis might not happen for a while, but.
He got one. Now, Giannis, it ain't going to happen for at least. It depends. The Nets are together still for another 2 years.
Yeah, so
it depends, at least. Depends on what they do.
And then if they all exercise their extensions.
Yeah, so it depends on what they do.
Granted, yeah, you might just outlast them because of age.
So it depends on what they do. I don't see it happening again within the next 2-3 years.
Yeah, those tears that of joy this year.
That's why he was crying. That's why he was crying. He's like,
the next two, yeah.
He said, I ain't tasting this again until 2025.
It's going to get ugly, yeah, for him and Chris. It's going to get
dark. Chris and Drew and them. Yeah, he ain't going to never see it again. But
who do you think he was? I was too. Because I know I shitted on him when he resigned. It's like,
it didn't make sense at the time. I mean,
get your money always.
He had to lock the bag in. But
if you really wanted to win as much as you say, but shut me the hell up.
I really thought he was like signing to mediocrity at the time. I was like, yeah, you about to be mired in mediocrity. You guys aren't going nowhere. You get to the second round at best and constantly, like second round, third, you know, Eastern Conference final knockouts at best.
And that was before Harden forced his way to the Nets. I'm like,
I knew it was over. Yeah.
Become target practice. Ooh.
Then I knew it was over. But somehow, some way.
Go ahead. Who do you think he was talking to in his post-game presser after the game six about people teaming up?
The band himself, Mr. Harden.
That's what I thought. Without question, he definitely was. But is he also including Durant and LeBron in that?
Nah, I don't think so. I mean, I think, and the reason why I don't think that, maybe like indirectly, but I don't think it was like a direct shot at them just because he like constantly like goes over the top with the respect the and like the admiration. Yo, calm down. Like every time he plays them, he's the best player in the world. No matter who he plays, like Bron and KD, every game, he's the best player in the world. Yeah.
You heard what Big Dog said.
Exactly. So, but you know, you got that ongoing feud with Harden. So I was like, this is definitely a shot at Harden.
Yeah, that made me smile.
And then, you know, Harden forced his way midseason.
Yeah.
To the Nets, and then looked like a shell of himself in that Bucks series. So.
He'll laugh soon. You'll get your laugh soon. No, Harden. I mean. You're one year away. Yeah, you're one year away.
Not even a year. The season starts at like 4 months.
No, I mean to like next playoffs.
Oh, for playoffs. The playoffs start in April. So.
Yeah.
Depends on when they meet, but
they gonna meet up their first regular round. Game probably opening night. Definitely they're probably gonna have and it's gonna get smart, ugly in Milwaukee.
If the NBA is smart, that's a game. That's an opening night game.
Yeah, probably especially being on the East.
Yeah, Nets, Bucks, probably Lakers, Clippers, or something like that. Just.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't want to see it, but that's what they're going to do.
I also don't want to see the Suns. But then how you not have the Suns if they were in the finals? I don't want to
see them. You can have them on. You got to put them on NBA TV.
Well, if Chris Paul come back, I guess.
I don't want to see it.
I want no. After they beat our Lakers,
I'm not staying up for that.
I didn't say all that.
that's my point. Like, it's like, are you going to stay up for it? That's the question.
Well, then that matchup just don't exist in the West. That I'm tired of Lakers Clippers and Kawhi's out. Don't put that on my screen.
Oh, I forgot Kawhi's out. We're going to talk about that.
Lakers Nuggets. I want to learn in the West.
Wait, who in the West? That's worth no one. Damn.
Phoenix. I don't want to see the Jazz.
You don't like Spider?
No. Bring back the full strength Warriors. Warriors Lakers out the
Warriors.
Please. Don't wait till Christmas or some crazy.
I'll stay up for that. Especially if Clay come back healthy. You got Draymond, depending on who they draft and what they're trying to trade, which the draft is actually tomorrow. See if they can package that 7th and 14th pick and trade up. That'd be nice. Or trade for a star caliber player.
Right.
I'll stay up for that. And depending on who the Lakers get in free agency, talking about DeMar DeRozan, say he on the way.
Now look at I mean, it sounds like it. It sounds like it.
I heard him and Kyle Lowry want to team up in LA.
Through the back channels, it sounds like it.
If y'all can afford to split one max between y'all,
we'll drive Kuz to the airport. Do whatever you got to. Take them.
Take them.
I got one question, though, before we move on, to be honest. Entering next season, he's the best player in the league. There's no other players you would have in front of him.
Oh, that's rough. I'm gonna still keep Bron up there.
Bron and KD for me.
Yeah, until proven different. Like if Bron comes back and like, I mean, granted he was injured last season, but if he comes back and like this is just who he is now because of age and attrition, then it's just like, all right, cool. You're clearly not the best player in the world no more. Still love him, obviously, but it's just like if that's who he is, you know, then you're not the best player in the world anymore.
I agree.
And then. Now, KD still proved to me that he's better than Giannis. Like, just would he, you know, he has more ability and skill and talent than Giannis does. Giannis is obviously, I would say, a more dominant player.
I think it's completely justified in a playoff series that went 7 games, in which Giannis had monster numbers, KD had even better numbers, and only lost because he miscalculated where his foot was on the line. I think it's completely justified if one were to say that I still think that player is better than Giannis. If the only reason you think Giannis is better is because he beat him and got to the finals, cool. But this reminds me of the Kawhi thing where he was the best player in the world because he beat the Warriors. Not to that extreme. Because if you think Giannis is the best, again.
But Kawhi didn't go through anybody to get that at that time. So, like, we really didn't think that he deserved that. I knew he didn't deserve that. He went through nobody.
Okay, in a fully healthy league,
where's Giannis? Are the Bucks
getting past
the Bucks? Are second round knockout.
Okay, that's all I'm saying.
In a fully healthy league, I honestly like.
And I'm not hating. I'm happy he got his ring.
No, me neither. I want to see how Philly retools. What they're gonna look like?
Yeah, we get to them. They talking crazy.
Harden-esque.
You could have had him.
Dumbass. Like, yeah. It was looking for a harder ass. You could have had him.
Like the league don't know y'all got a trade. He ain't even talking to y'all, but sorry, you were saying.
Yeah. Yeah, second round knockout probably. Or they'll get to the East Conference Finals and lose to the Nets.
He should be recognized as the king, but I would still take two players in front of him. That's all.
He got the throne.
He does. That's all.
He got the throne right now, and he played hard. He deserved it.
Oh yeah.
No one on the Suns could stop him. It was insanity. Like just watching him play. And we got to give props to Middleton too, because man, big time shots. Drew played some great defense, but like we went out and watched Game 5, and it was just so many big time plays by Middleton and Drew.
That was a fun atmosphere.
That
was fun. That's why I miss. Because ain't no games to rival that for a couple months. That was fun, though.
Nah. It was
That's
fun.
That's when we signed. Like, just felt the vibe change. I was like, I don't
exactly.
like
it. Exactly. That's why when Game 5 was over, I was like, yo, they're not winning.
Yeah,
I was like,
Christopher
Game 6,
Paul.
They're going
to
smack them.
And we're watching my fiance. She's like, why do you think so? It's like, you just feel it.
You just feel it. Like when that momentum shifts, it's just over. Yeah. and they going back to Milwaukee, I was like, nah, there's no way they're losing.
Yeah.
I was a little worried in game six when they were down at half. About like 12 or something like that. Then Giannis took over in the third quarter.
Shout out to him. But we retooling. We coming back. Hey,
we get DeMar. I've never been like so excited for DeMar DeRozan in my life.
DeRozan, he making it sound like it's a shoe-in. He said, yeah, at this point in my career, you know, you got to balance the thing. It's just all about winning. I mean, you like money, but you got to balance them. Yeah, we could play together. Yeah, me, Bron, and AD, we smart players. Why DeMar doing this?
Nigga tampering with himself.
Hour-long podcast. What free agency, like next week?
Yeah.
Holy.
Yeah, discussions start next week, and then they can't sign until 5th? Yeah, discussions start on the 1st, and they can sign on the 5th, I believe.
Kawhi on his own shoe. Kyrie on his own shoe. These are trash.
Yeah, I saw that. He said he didn't have anything to do with the design of the shoe in Nike. He is just independently like releasing it without his like input.
Never change, King. But yeah, on this
these are trash. But no, so that was like an hour, and then an hour later, like the story dropped on Bleacher Report about him opening like I forgot what he fucking funded, like some solar panels and solar water, in Pakistan. Like 1,000 kids. It was like funny because it was like, yo, these shoes are trash. Then the next story was like some good wholesome Kyrie story. And I was like, oh, that's nice of him. Just completely forgot about the other shit. These are trash. Like, yo, God bless him. But him and KD are alike. KD trying to sign Bam Adebayo on Twitter.
I didn't look at what happened there.
So there's like they were doing like their promo, like they were just doing shoot around like promos to get like Team USA shots in. Mm-hmm. And KD made a shot. And you couldn't tell by the angle whether Bam or Dame took the ball and just started dribbling it. But like you know, it's an unwritten rule. Whenever you make a shot,
you get it back.
They pass you the ball back. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so he went on Twitter and was like, someone got to teach this youngin' some manners.
Was he joking?
There was no LOLs or nothing. He was like, you saw me green bean that and you try to steal my ball. And then Bam replied like on Twitter too and was like, you know I didn't take your ball, Dame took it, like you just trying to sun me. And then put the middle finger emoji.
Like, they gotta be kidding. Ain't no way this is happening while we trying to chase a gold medal. Ain't no way. Can't be.
I'm like, yo. But why would KD go to Twitter with that?
Why would KD go to Twitter with a lot of stuff?
These dudes are weird.
That's our savior for gold.
Nah, Dame is. Went balling on Iran and them.
Well, yeah, silent leader.
I think he's probably got the best opportunity to score because KD is gonna have to deal with all the bigs.
What?
Who else is a big one on our team that's going to get some burn, like some actual run, besides Bam? And Bam is not really that actual real center. Most other teams have an actual center.
I see what you're saying. You're right.
KD's like the longest and the tallest.
Damn, by a long shot.
Yeah. Like today, I think KD had like 10 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists. Dame had 21.
How much they won by? Like 50-something?
Yeah, they beat the spread by the grace. The spread was 47 points.
Wow.
I'm going to bet against them.
I was real. I don't blame you. We've been trizash.
But talk about, we lost to Iran. How surprised would you have? We play Czech Republic next.
Is that an 8 a.m. game?
Yeah. 8 a.m.
I wouldn't have been surprised at all. Even with all the hype I was seeing.
Robinhood IPA. Okay, interesting.
I wouldn't have been surprised at all.
Nah, they lost to Iran. I ain't going to lie. And I'm not even trying to sound like super biased. Like, I don't know anything about Iran's team. I just assume that they're not focused on basketball. So, like, so we would have lost. You never heard anybody say, yeah, I played pro ball over in Iran. Like, you're ever. Crazy, yo. Like, so, like, or is it Iran? I don't know. But, like, you just never hear it. Like, yeah, I played pro ball over there. No. I don't know if they're professional basketball league, what it is. But you just don't hear it. You hear Spain and stuff like that, you know?
Yeah.
We would have lost to Iran. I think it's how you pronounce it. Or Iran. I don't care.
Yeah.
Real questionable.
They play Saturday morning at 8.
Czech Republic, right?
Yeah.
You better not lose that game either. Who play after that?
That's when it's the men's quarterfinals. Are we going to be there?
Yo, we lose. Are we going to be there?
God forbid we come across Luka.
We can't lose any more games.
Tell them that.
Yo, we lose to Luka.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised.
Like by himself? Come on. So.
If the French could... Luka is far and away the best international
player. I know, but what I'm saying is that the French, they have like a group of collective players. It's a team. So like it's a team win. You literally gonna let one person...
In international ball, I wouldn't be shocked.
Me neither, but still. Like, I just don't... I
You still got him for goal? Let me look at the schedule. That's a gold medal game.
The USA?
Yeah. I mean,
it's the 8th or the 9th, right?
6. According to this.
What day is that? What day of the week is that?
Damn, why you do these things? It's a Friday. It is a Friday. It's a Friday.
I got a phone.
No, it's a Friday.
6.
Right. Let me do this quick math.
If we make it.
I mean, it would be nice. Yeah, it would be nice.
For us to have something to do on a Friday at night.
We might not even need concern ourselves.
Imagine they do it like some stupid shit like Friday at like 10 a.m. or some nonsense like that.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. They probably are. It's weird.
Because it's in Tokyo.
Come on, y'all. Might not even concern us, though. So let me calm down. Might
be bronze medal in it.
Might be.
Yo, if we don't place at all, that's going to be disgusting.
That's what we got to settle with now. Just place.
Like, imagine, deadass, if we don't get a medal at all.
I mean, yeah, with this team, yeah. I agree. And coach and staff.
I mean, we did just finish 7th in the FIBAs. So
we ain't have Pop.
We ain't have
Durant. We ain't have Dame. I don't know, actually.
Who's been on that team? Tatum, right?
Yeah. 2018 Tatum or whatever that is. 2019. He wasn't half the player he is now.
That was recent. I remember because, like, then again, everything feels recent in COVID. Like, that was recent. I just remember us finishing 7th and being like, ugh, despicable. Yeah, best players were Tatum,
Celtics,
Donovan Mitchell. Nah, bro. Kemba's not better than Donovan Mitchell.
At the time, again.
That's questionable to you?
I don't know. At the time, I don't know. Was he coming off the Hornets?
No. This is the year after his first year in the Celtics. Or was it right before he joined the Celtics?
Oh, no. I forget it then. If it's before he joined the Celtics, maybe. If it's – no.
I think it was his first year already in Boston.
He left all his superpowers in Charlotte. No.
He definitely did. That's like the first smart decision Michael Jordan made. The second one was drafting LaMelo Ball.
Yes.
I think he's on a good run now, Michael Jordan. He finally got the hang of this executive thing, like 20 years later. Oh my. What else we got in the NBA? Let's see. Talk about Ben Simmons. Oh, we didn't really talk about it, but we'll touch on Kawhi real quick with the partially torn ACL. With no timetable for return.
Damn.
Ain't looking good. He definitely gonna resign with the Clippers now.
Yeah.
He definitely gonna resign with them now.
I don't know what their hopes are. This is what, year three? Paul George and Kawhi?
Their hopes for this upcoming season? Especially, oh my God, it's a quick turnaround for the season. I forgot. Their hopes are just to tread water and make the playoffs until he comes back.
Bubble, Kawhi injury, and now, damn, yo. These contracts go quick.
Yeah. Their best hope literally is just to tread water and hope that they make the playoffs, and then he'll come back right in time for that.
Yeah.
And or right before it, hopefully.
Somewhat of the same player.
Yeah.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
He already injury prone as is.
That's the thing. That sucks.
They about to lock him up to some nutty 4 or 5 year contract.
No choice.
Bless him. You know, they're building that new arena.
Oh yeah, they got to, and they have no assets.
They
got to
sell tickets. Yeah.
They trade the
world. All of them.
All of them. Will you lock up Chris Paul?
Who?
I don't know if you. I don't know.
From
I guess
Phoenix?
The Suns. Yeah.
I give him like a 3 year just out of respect.
How much? The max? You want the
hell
max?
Hell no. He didn't say that.
So if he says it's the max or nothing, what happens?
He gonna be packing his bags. I'll give him like a 300-400.
What if the
that's like the most I do.
Well, the Knicks come calling with that money.
The Knicks better not. Like, yo, the Knicks better not. Like, it wouldn't change our odds at all, especially like the East is getting stacked now.
Change our odds.
Would it change our odds?
No.
That's my point. It wouldn't change them at all. That's what I said.
They wouldn't even be altered. No, I was echoing your sentiments. They wouldn't even be altered. We might not make the playoffs.
We just finished fourth last year. We can't get no better than that. Like, and adding him, we're not going to be better because you got Brooklyn, Milwaukee, Philly. Boston should be rebounding next year, be viable. Miami should rebound next year, be viable. You got the Hawks.
The Hawks, yeah.
That's six. Charlotte should be, you know, on the come up, depending on if they sign anybody.
Pacers potentially again.
Pacers, I forget about them. They're always like in the running. Yeah, that's eight teams right there.
And if Washington keeps...
I mean, they got their shit together towards the end of the season. I'm not going to lie, but like they just need but
who knows
a lot of other pieces. Yeah, you see it trades. You see it talks for trades for both of their star players.
Good luck for one of them. Good Russ? Luck. I didn't say anything. Good luck. Good
luck. You said enough.
That's a hefty sum.
I mean, he in the same. No, he got two more years left. Somebody will take him.
All right.
For two more years? Or is it three?
Sure.
I forget. I see John Wall was asking to get traded too. I'm like, fam, you need to.
You know how the salary cap work? Yeah.
You done. Because him and Russ got the same contract. And
they can't get traded for each other again.
And one of these things is not like the other. Like,
oh, that's a fact. That's hilarious, John Wall.
Russ, like,
he better get ready to take a buyout if that's the case, which he shouldn't. So he better just make it work. Make it work.
The problem is it comes in is if the Rockets draft another point guard.
Oh, yeah.
Like a Cade Cunningham or something like that. If he falls to them at two.
Nah, he ain't.
He ain't.
I guess he could.
Detroit said they're not sold on him, but they could just be deflecting in line.
Yeah. What does that do, though? It's like you're above us regardless. So it's like we're going to know whether you align. Why even lie at one?
Because you can lie at one because if Houston really wants Cade, then they'll trade up to get him.
I see.
And then you get assets for something that you weren't even trying, that you weren't taking anyway.
No, that makes sense.
Sorry for someone, not something.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah, Westbrook all in the wall. They both got 2 years left. Well, one is a player option, but when you're player option,
you know where that option goes.
Yeah. Into a direct deposit. Yep. Right to a direct deposit.
Yeah, he definitely opted into that one.
Yeah. On the options at nearly 50 million. Come on now. That's called a guarantee. Mm-hmm.
That's Rich Paul at his finest.
Ooh.
That's Rich Paul at his finest.
Shout out to a black king. Keep doing you, dog.
That is him. No, damn well he ain't deserve that kind of money. Got the Harleys outside?
Yeah, it's Philly now.
Nah, Philly don't got that. What are the dirt bikes they be riding around on the four-wheelers? Oddly enough, I've been seeing a lot more of those motorbikes in Brooklyn. Yeah. A lot more. Not four-wheelers, but just like the dudes popping wheelies and shit. My God, that's what's up, man.
Do your thing.
Word. Mm-mm-mm. What else? Got the NFL. Oh, Aaron Rodgers reported to camp.
Yeah, he finally spoke today.
Yeah, he said a lot of things.
He said, yep. He said, yeah, unfiltered. Because he was like, I think, yeah, it had just started. He's like, yeah, who's going to go first? And these reporters are talking over each other. He's, you know, he's him just calm. He was like, no need to rush. Everybody's going to have their turn. I was like, oh. Don't worry, everybody will get a turn. Did you hear any of his comments?
I didn't hear them. I read them online.
What were your thoughts?
I love it. Speak your truth, King. Except Green Bay is a tourist destination.
Ain't no vacation spot, buddy. They come here for me. Said I got friends around the league. They come here for me.
Yeah.
He said when players take discounts, they come here for me. I should value my input. Spot.
That's nuts. But
said he contemplated retirement. All right, if you say so.
He got that extra year shaved off, got voided, so
they're still working that out. That weird there's mechanisms in place, even the verbiage.
Yeah. But if that gets worked out, then would he just be a unrestricted free agent at the end of this year?
That's the thing. They said they're going to review the situation at the end of the year. So maybe they help, because I don't know if they just want him to walk for nothing. So maybe they work on a trade with him. I don't know. I'm not sure he got his truth out there, though. Really made the Packers look horrible. It's like, yeah, I talked to a lot of vets that, you know, that weren't quite happy with the way their careers ended with the Packers. I was like, damn. Yeah, you know, just getting a little feedback here and there.
And then, I mean, they look terrible. Not on top of that, they look terrible because the way they're treating Davante Adams as well.
Yeah.
Like, that man is way underpaid. So, what are you making, like, 13 mil or 11, 12 mil, something like that?
Yeah, you want to be
the right now making, like, 20.
Oh, yeah. Damn, yo.
Yeah, because he signed that contract, like, 3 seasons ago.
The last alert I saw was that he obviously wants to be the highest wide receiver.
He should be the highest paid wide receiver.
But did the team comment or anything? Any reports
They just agreed that they don't want to do that. The team didn't comment, but they just, like, reported that, like, talks broke off because the team is not in the habit of making, like, players top paid. Yeah. And also because they don't know what's going to happen with Aaron Rodgers. So, like, if Jordan Love is the quarterback, then there's no need to have, like, this very expensive wide receiver when he may or may not be able to give him the ball.
Why draft him? Yo, they're crazy, yo. Yo, we're a win now organization. We're going to take your backup.
Yo, I really wish Shannon was on TV this week.
I do too.
But he's been saying this. Yep.
Saying this all the time. It's like he wanted input in the organization. When he said this happened, Aaron Rodgers, he said, there's a conversation in February, he said. And then he said, they didn't listen to him. They drafted his replacement. You're making him look like a lame duck quarterback, as in Aaron Rodgers. Then you come and try to offer me some more money. But I didn't tell you from the start, it's not about the money. He just really didn't make him look. I wonder if the team officials were there. He thanked everybody, too. You know, he thanked the fans, the players, the coaching staff. And then when he was about to say organization, he was like, the people, the fans. He stopped himself, yeah. I wish him the best this season, because
I mean, the Packers are going to win the Super Bowl. Like, I'm just saying, but if they win a Super Bowl, the Packers aren't going to care.
That's the thing.
Yeah, he's like, really, like if he gives them a Super Bowl, like, just historically, like, franchises, like, fan bases won't necessarily care. It's like you won, and they'll take, like, 2 or 3 down years because we just won a Super Bowl.
Oh, they don't deserve it. Nope. The way they treated them. Oh, well, like he said, he's not a victim, though. He did say that. They pay me a lot of money. But let me reiterate, I'm not a victim.
Maybe he was saying he was taking that time off to, like, reconnect mentally with himself.
Oh, yeah, he said he had succeeded. A lot of fun. Yeah, he had a lot.
I'm going to reiterate, I'm not a victim. I get paid a lot of money.
He said he had to look after his mental health. That's what he said.
Good, succeeded. Like, shit.
Hell yeah. He enjoyed himself.
Come back talking crazy.
And now it's just, I guess, onward now. The saga's over. At least for the year, and revisit when they get bounced next January. That's it.
Conference, NFC conference championship, NFC conference, was it? What's the game called? The conference championship game. Yeah.
I don't want to see Brady do it to him again.
That's what, Jesus, that's going to hurt my heart.
I see Brady going to let him have it too.
Mm-hmm. You know, you just beat him on that,
at golf, you're going to laugh at him. You're going to be like, you always got the golf matchup. You always have that, Aaron.
Oh, my God. I ain't going to lie. Tom Brady's becoming more likable now.
He's hilarious. He said, Aaron, you hate your boss. and you're out of options. I was like, God damn.
Yo, he is so funny now.
He is funny.
He's hard to hate. He's so funny.
May God go with him. If he would have,
he said, I made one mistake in 20 years on that fourth down play. They started calling me Sleepy Tom. He said that in front of Joe Biden.
I saw that. He's like, you get it?
You get it? Oh, my God.
He made some joke at Trump's, I forgot what he said.
Trump's expense, yeah, I forget.
Yeah.
Oh, he said something like we won the Super Bowl and like 51% of the country didn't believe that it was real. Or something like that. God.
Oh, NFL.
Yeah.
Oh,
he's how you feel about life right now too?
Hell yeah. How you feel about pretty much the vaccine mandate now? It's not quite, because I've seen the reports. They're not forcing players to get the vaccine. They just heavily encourage them by making the consequences so severe for not getting it. Is that correct?
I mean,
they're not forcing them. They're making it seem like an impossible choice.
I mean, it's like either you get vaccinated
or potentially.
Or potentially cost you and your teammates a lot of money. And opposing players a lot of money. And if a game gets forfeited because of it. Right. Or if you choose to sit out.
Or you can retire.
And cost yourself millions of dollars and not get vaccinated. I mean, it sucks. You put them in a very tight position. But I mean, like, that's what any company is going to do is.
I'm seeing more and more alerts.
Put the onus on the employees and not on themselves. Like, you know, so I'm not shocked. I don't know if it's the right or wrong thing. It's just, it makes sense for the NFL as a conglomerate. Like, yo, like you're going to cost us money. We have to forfeit games. And, you know, we have to cancel games, like all the billions of dollars that they get paid in media rights and all that stuff.
Right, yeah.
Don't let it be like a Sunday night football game and it gets canceled. Because then you know NBC going to be looking to the NFL like, yo, give us some money. Give us some money back. So it's going to come out of the pockets of the players. So I'm not shocked. I'm intrigued to see, like, if any of the big stars are going to, like, not play this season. Like I saw, like, D-Hop made a comment.
Yeah.
But you also about to cost yourself about 15 mil if you don't play.
No, I think he pretty much came back quickly around. I forgot what he said. But he indicated.
I mean, yeah, I know, but the problem with the NFL is like you're not only like in that situation, you're not just costing yourself money. Like you can afford to forfeit your season, right? But you got dudes who's literally like on the bubble, like non-guaranteed contracts in the NFL, probably making like $400K max. And if they miss games, they don't get paid for those games. So they can get cut at any minute, any moment, and not have that money. They need that money. Whereas, you know, you're a top player, obviously. It's always good to have more money and be nice to have more money, but like you've already made generational wealth.
Yeah.
So you can't. It's a tough situation to be in, man, because it's like the NFL, they did it wisely. Like, it's like, yo, like if you don't get it, you're selfish.
Yeah. Yeah. I just wonder. It's like a fascinating group to me. Like Trump's supporters, I'm just intrigued. What are your reasons? That's all. I'm not judging. I'm just intrigued. What are your reasons? Because I hear just the gambit. Some people are compromised. I understand that. Some people, like, they need more research. I don't know how much more you need. You know, I'm just intrigued about why.
I've seen folks put way more other things into their body without knowing the origin of it. that's as far as I'm gonna go with that statement.
These niggas are risking CTE every down, but a needle is where it stops. Damn,
they don't know who said it.
It's not even just that, though. Like, I get it. Like, D-Hop, he's one of, obviously, most fit people on the planet. Like, he's not somebody that probably should be concerned. But it's like, they hire staff around these people of varying ages. Like, who knows the ages of, like, the equipment manager and, you know, like, stuff like that.
I know, but I think one thing we have learned that we can be pretty confident. I mean, I can be pretty confident when I say this is, like, it doesn't matter how in shape you are, or how fit you are. Lamar Jackson just got it today.
No, I'm not saying it. I said he probably. I will never say.
Oh, you meant fit in terms of like it won't have a drastic effect on him. Like he won't have like crazy symptoms.
Right.
That makes sense.
No. Yeah, I'm saying he. I don't know if he does or not. I'm saying he probably the likelihood for somebody in that. Yeah, you can get anybody, but I think percentage wise,
Oh, the likelihood of it, like of him having like serious effects. You're right.
But I'm just saying the people around these teams aren't all like professional athletes. They're like,
hell no. You seen the coaches?
Yeah, the coaches for one.
Hot bellies.
So it's like you put your team at risk, the people around the team.
What I will say with Chapon, maybe it's me just being naive. I didn't realize how many unvaccinated people there still are. Like, because like I thought it's like so widely available, but like when I look at the statistics, it's like even like in New York City, right, which is like probably one of the most progressive cities in our country, I think we're sitting at like 56%, which is shocking. Like I was like, oh, like it's like I don't know. I maybe it's my naivete. I didn't realize that, you know, it was so low.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Hey, man, I don't know.
Look, we're going to be back on lockdown, though, with this Delta variant. And
what?
That'll fucking suck.
Not, apparently not. Not to 44% in New York, is it won't. Apparently not. Rather that.
I mean, bro, I feel like we literally just got out of prison. I don't know if I can deal with that shit again. I'm not even gonna lie to you.
I don't want to go there. I got some summer left.
Let's enjoy these last 6-7 weeks.
Damn,
we got more than that.
Nah, like oh, 4 or 5. You're right.
We live. Yeah, nah. Damn. Second week of September, we still be straight.
Damn. You around this weekend?
Yeah.
All right, y'all. I'll holler. Right. That's enough pod then. All right. Cool.
Yeah. We got to enjoy these last little months. I mean, because real talk, they're not going to shut shit down before the end of the summer. That's just, you know, as much as we gave Trump shit for like the heat and kill it, like everyone's operating under that premise, though. Everyone is operating underneath that premise. As soon as it gets cold, like it's like, oh, COVID's back. Like,
oh, that's depressing. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think we'll go full lockdown, though. I think they'll just probably like start reinstating like mask mandates and stuff like that.
Yeah. That's probably what's going
to happen. That's going to be hard to enforce, though. I don't just see folks like just putting their mask back on, like.
Yeah, ride the trains. People don't.
I mean, I come on the train, but I ain't going to hold you. So, like, if the train, I'd be. Like Trump, when Trump first got out of the hospital and he stood up on the White House and like ripped his mask off and could barely breathe.
Yes, man. No, I'm the same.
Yo.
But it's like, I don't, who knows? I saw this woman and we could wrap it. I saw this woman, I took the train this morning. These conductors in the interim, I'm at the last stop, so. Conductors, they clean the surfaces, whatnot. This woman comes in, and I guess the train had to pull off. So she's chastising the conductor, not the conductor, one of the workers for not like finishing the job. So then she starts spraying as the train pulls off. But the train doors are closed now, and she doesn't have a mask on yet. So if you're really that scared about COVID,
yeah,
and it is scientifically, these things aren't in surface, it's in the air.
Yeah.
You put your mask on and said she sprayed for about 3 minutes and then put a mask on. It's like, come on.
Yeah.
That's it's like
she carried her own personal Lysol.
Yeah, but it's like you're doing that without a mask on. I don't understand.
But did you miss the subways?
I've been fortunate. I haven't experienced what I used to back when I was in Midtown East. Because of the hybrid, a lot of people, and maybe because it's the summer.
You're not getting the full effect yet.
I'm getting seats.
Yeah, nah, my L train be packed, bro.
I'm not like, sitting with people's like crotches in my face.
This morning, I got this one in the morning. Motherfuckers clearing the train pack, and they cleared out the whole midsection. So they could be monkeying around doing backflips on the bars. I'm like, fam, like, come on.
Like, now, I'm unfortunate, but Midtown Pat Act. Oof. Pat Act. That ain't never stopped.
Nah, Midtown is Midtown, though. I mean, honestly, it's going to be crazy, like, right after Labor Day, though. Like, when, right now, when everyone is supposed to come back to work. Well, not everyone, but when most companies are projecting that they're going to, like, have everyone back in the office.
That's dangerous. Oof.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to that at all.
I'm not either.
I'm gonna have to go into work super early or later. Like, I'm not doing rush hour.
Till then.
We'll wrap it in and finish enjoying this summer.
Amen.
As always, people, thank you for the love, the support. Make sure you guys rate, share, subscribe. Definitely go subscribe to the YouTube channel. We'll have all these full-length videos on there. Podcast streaming everywhere. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, everywhere. Wherever you guys listen to your podcast, we are there. Thank you again for the love and the support. Until next time, this is Cooling Out.
Stay cool.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We cooling out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We cooling out.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.